Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Squadcast Versus, man. We got a fantastic show. We got the OG squad here, obviously, and then we got a special guest, Lulu Gonzalez.
Sheesh.
Yeah, you absolutely are.
Original.
Probably before me and Meg, actually.
Yeah. What's the first thing you shot at all day?
I don't remember.
Memorable.
The Kelly's?
No. Kelly's was because we was doing so well in life.
Oh, that is true.
Kelly's was great.
But I was doing just random sketches and then did the water cooler stuff and just random. It
water
was like random
era.
Sketches. I don't know how I got
is that when you, is that when you snapped on John about that lunch order?
The lick episode.
No, I snapped on John about my lunch order because we was at the, I was doing the World Star Hip Hop. We was doing that. I did an episode.
Early snap.
No. It was the it wasn't a great skit. It was the Jurassic Park skit.
Oh my God!
And the Majestic got gags.
That did not turn out well. That didn't turn out.
And I burnt myself on the stove for you.
Not for me.
Wow. For you.
That did happen.
I had marital problems because of that statement.
Huh?
I had marital problems because of that statement. A girl that I knew had made a cake for me for my birthday, and she burnt her arm. And she was like, I burnt my arm making this for you. And I was like, hey, don't say that like that.
I got burnt for you,
no,
Pat.
No, nigga, you heard the cake
heard
for
it?
Everybody, yes.
Ooh. Oh, that was she said it out loud in
yes.
public?
No,
Melissa got out of your head about it.
No, it was your fault, Pat, because I had on heels. And you was like, hop on the stove. And then you jump across the stove. And I was like, Pat, I'm not going to hop on the stove. I was like, is the stove off? He's like, yeah. Just get on the stove.
These are all extras.
I get on the stove.
That's how you remember it?
And then the stove turned on.
It's a lot more dialogue than I remember.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
And you burnt yourself that quickly?
I didn't tell
you. Yes, because I was sitting there. I was like, hey.
You describe it all lawsuity, okay? That's not what happened.
That's how I think, Pat. Okay.
Wait. What was the point of that skit? It was like his side chick. Oh no, his girlfriend came home and he was with his side chick and they had to escape the same way the kids escaped the raptor.
Oh yep, like the raptors.
Yeah. And it was like I was the best friend that was egging her on. Like we gonna find him, girl. We like two predators. We gonna find
you know,
him.
They can't all.
Premise,
they can't all be. They can't all be wins. You don't hit every target on the mark.
Dang, that was
a good sketch. I liked it.
That wasn't her idea though.
No,
that's why
I just
freely making fun of her.
Nigga, she was just trying to get paid and get her lunch.
I found out what I was doing when I got there. It was
really?
Like, yeah, it was like. This is what it is.
She's just pooping on us. That's not true. We had a
call lunch, but that lunch not being there. Woo. Kev, that happened to you?
I cussed Meg and DZ out.
He did. He used all like church words, too. If you don't Jezebel, Gideon, Moses, get your stuff up. That's what he
give me my funkin' food.
You better Psalms 11 eat funkin' food.
By the Song of Solomon, I better have some rice and gravy. By 2 p.m., I was livid.
Oh,
and hungry.
Y'all remember?
We were so sad. Like, it was just an honest mistake.
No, it wasn't.
It was
your personal cheapness. Mm. You didn't order the lunch on purpose. Remember, DZ?
It was not on purpose.
Because it was Wednesday. It was Wednesday, and you were like, people going to get lunch.
No, because you think that everybody... No, you was actually misusing funds.
I was, but that day, I ain't had.
That's why I got fired, because people were misusing funds.
Yep. No, I
lawsuits
told you I did that on
and
purpose.
Misusing funds yep. over
they actually
there.
Told me on the last day, you could keep to here, and I was like, enough.
I'm already walking over there. No, I'm serious. He could stay on full time.
I was like, I want to put my feet on his chair, so. Away with you.
Kevin ate to his salary.
That's hilarious. I'll do twice the work. Just
listen,
let me fire.
I never been at a place where I got fired and I actually made more as a contract worker.
We did bring you right back. That's why the company went under the first time. Here's what we'll do. We'll fire you, bring you back for $400
a day. Yeah, it was like, how's $5,000 a day? I was like, that
what's all these Papa
great.
John's invoices? that was in his salary before, but now it's out of pocket. quarter two,
yeah.
Papa John's.
That sounds like a good place to go ahead and kick this episode off. I already know when you.
No,
man. As soon as you feel a lull, you be like, all right, start the episode. Always trying to rush.
Lull.
No,
he
no.
got an interview with a biscuit at 3. He got
you with a biscuit.
So tell me about your flakiness. So you buttery or you dry?
Oh my god!
Okay. So any references?
What's your experience? Well, let me tell you. I have a separate sheet of paper for that.
No lie, me and Tierra were on tour last year. This nigga took me to some breakfast place where they made cinnamon bun pancakes.
What?
And this thing was out of this world.
It was like
I was in Kansas City.
Was it?
Before we left and drove to St. Louis.
Were they cinnamon buns made out of pancake batter?
I feel like they Well, how did they do it? I feel like they cut it in.
I don't even
remember. It tasted like cinnamon bun made pancakes.
I think the place called Kitchen Sink.
Yeah.
Everything with the kitchen sink or something like that.
Bruh, it was like I don't know how y'all did this, but do it again.
Food was off the chain.
No implication of good food.
Absolutely.
It was just like they had literally everything on the menu except the kitchen sink. Like it was.
Oh, that's right. That was their whole thing. Yeah,
when is kitchen sink so ever food. On a menu?
That's what I'm saying. That makes no sense.
Don't even have a kitchen sink.
He put that nigga there, but the kitchen sink.
That's the saying.
Yeah. Know the
Pat
phrase.
Young, he don't understand the old saying.
Pat is 30.
I get that saying.
We gotta stop saying he's young.
Yeah, I'm just younger.
This nigga's 30 years old.
Wait. Stuff wasn't that. That's what I don't understand, Pat, because you're. Stuff wasn't that different from us and you. Like, we the same generation.
You what are you confused about? I am
because you don't ever know the stuff that we talk about. And we're the same.
I am fully aware of the kitchen sink thing.
Are you?
Yes, the dude who ran Blockbuster literally mailed the kitchen sink to the Netflix CEO.
That's when you learned about that, like, a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were born in 89, right?
Yeah.
So you turned 32 this year?
32.
Wow.
Old damn. Yeah.
My math was not working because I was like, past 30, but 89. No way.
I'm
31. Can't be. You're 31?
Yes.
I remember when you was just a little baby, Pat.
Yeah,
when your locks didn't even turn over.
I was actually always old.
When they didn't blossom? They just...
All deaf. I was like 24 when I started.
Oh, wow.
Really?
You have been with all deaf.
Yeah, I wasn't like a 19-year-old, 18-year-old ever.
You went from laser tag to this, huh?
Back to laser tag.
Technically.
How many jobs have you had?
Like real jobs?
In your whole, yeah. Like W-2, you got a W-2 for them.
W-2 a laser tag?
That's what I'm saying. I was counting that.
Oh.
Three. Yeah, three.
Really?
Damn, that's it? Mm-hmm.
Laser tag, what else?
I was, my first job was in a hospital office.
Doing what?
Like paperwork, shredding old stuff, filing.
Medical coding and billing?
Just like new stuff. That was like middle school, early high school.
You had a job?
I've always been very, you know, adamant. And then high school... to college, I was there for like 4 or 5 years, was laser tag. Then I sold drugs.
No W-2 on
that. No W-2.
Wait, you were the weed man? Or did you have other stuff? Pills and other narcotics?
This nigga Pat
narcotics?
Was eyeballing the weed, though. This nigga was like...
No. That was right. Later. That was later. I had a scale and all that stuff, and I sold to the whites.
Wait, how long? What, did you sell weed?
Yes.
You had
yes.
more than weed?
You had coke, Pat?
No, he sold weed.
No. Wait, first of all,
that's
fully
where
on camera
goes.
Right now.
Oh. Let me tell you, from 1998 to 2003, I was in a heavy distribution.
I mean, you was already nodding along to things.
Weed's
like,
not illegal anymore.
And then I got a radio station. I worked at a radio station.
What?
A classic rock radio station. I was like cutting,
your job,
I was cutting promo of like Peter Frampton and Muddy Waters. It was so random.
Peter Frampton is such a specific artist.
I learned
artist.
So much about rock.
Peter Frampton and Muddy Waters are very
right. It was the same
That's
concert.
How I know you're not lying, because you were, that was for sure.
And Muddy Waters is dead.
Yeah.
I was like, is this a, what is this? A
they
concert?
Were in rotation though.
Doing like, wow. Ghost concert promos. But yeah, then was awesomeness, then was all deaf.
I think I've had about three or four
basically
jobs.
Basically five jobs.
Yeah, I guess I had more jobs than I.
Yeah.
What have you done?
My first job that with a W-2, I worked the stock in Victoria's Secret, and I used to like hustle on the side.
Wait, what?
She was selling drawers.
I was selling.
Absolutely.
I was selling panties.
The inventory was off. If money was back there.
Inventory was always, because I was in charge of the inventory, so I just had to write down
I
what
we had.
180
panties. 120 came
in. We're missing 60?
I mean, I would take a little panties off the top, some lotion.
Little panties off the top? Just Lulu was skimming panties.
Listen, she's
that was the doggone secret.
She take four B size, four small, four medium.
Like right, that. I can't never find my sizes. She was out here stealing them, selling them.
I wasn't stealing. I was
repurposing,
repurposing and packaging,
laundering,
you know?
Panties. Is
lotion.
That's why in New York you can buy knockoff stuff that's real.
That's real.
Right. Nigga, somebody was like, "Nigga, I got a Victoria's Secret hookup. Do not go in that store."
Yeah, oh yeah, especially like Valentine's Day. Like we would tell all the dudes like at school, be like, "Yo, come holler at me at Valentine's Day if you need something for your girl."
Nigga
like
had panties in a trench coat between third and fourth period. Listen, yeah, I got the ladies. I got the semi-annual. Semi-annual. Thong Song came out. She stole the thongs from Cisco.
She was on it.
In a briefcase. Hey, what are you looking for?
High cut, brief cut. What you need? What you need?
Boy
so then after that, I didn't have another real job. I went, joined the Army. And then, yeah, kind of. And then.
United States military, I mean, you know, fine.
Right, because it's not a, job that it's like, okay, I didn't really go pick my job. They gave me my job based off a test that I took that I wasn't properly prepared
for.
Was
that the ASVAB?
Yes, and I fell asleep on that. And and then when I woke up, I just like did like
logistics.
Yeah, like A, B, C, whatever, D, whatever, whatever comes
is that
up.
How you took the test?
Yeah, because you'd be like, hey, hey, I want to get up out of here. Because you see all your friends leaving, and you'd be like, hey, hold up, let me go. So let me finish that, and then when I finished school, I was a assistant to the vice president of ABC in engineering. So that was.
Damn.
Yeah, but I got fired from that job.
How? What'd you do?
Stealing panties, still.
We don't even sell panties. Whose are these? HR's.
You like General Hospital, right?
HR's panties? These are you.
Now, these are some Days of Our Lives panties. You don't even know.
Oh,
but no, I think I was on Facebook too much, and I think they caught me. And then it was
damn,
like,
that's a trash reason to get fired.
They was like, hey.
It's not even fun to talk about.
But it was cool because they was like, yeah, we're going to let you go because we, like, changing the department. I'm like, y'all not changing the department. Yeah.
No, they were.
Like me.
Lulu changed on.
But they gave me a severance package.
You have to change.
Lulu's no longer in this
so,
department.
Yeah, so they gave me a severance package and I moved to L.A. So I was like, it was a plus.
That worked out. Right.
So I think I had, like, two
get fired
two
and
jobs.
Be like, L.A. now.
Yeah. Where's the most expensive place that I could go?
Since I don't have a job
to
now.
To ruin my savings right now.
Los Angeles, baby.
Well, Lulu's, this is a great place for us to jump right into the first topic right after this.
My family hasn't been together for a while, and I was trying to find a safe way to bring us together. And since they're a little bit older, I want to do that in the best way possible. And that's why Paint Your Life is an amazing gift. I honestly thought the paintings were going to be crazy expensive, but they're not. And the quality, oh, some of the best quality you'll ever see in a painting. If you want to give a truly meaningful gift, you got to try PaintYourLife.com. You get a professional hand-painted portrait of any photo you want. At a truly affordable price. It's a quick and easy process, and you get your hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. This makes the perfect birthday, anniversary, or wedding gift. And this is a gift that is actually meaningful, personal, and you can cherish that gift forever in a painting. So the portrait that I actually had done was a picture of my mother and father and my brother and I when we were children. And man, the detail and just the outfits that we were wearing, all the creases, perfect, the color of the eyes, the lines in the faces, the facial hair, everything looked incredible. This portrait just captured the essence of happiness in our picture. At PaintYourLife.com, there are no risks. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word CAST, C-A-S-T, to 64,000. That's CAST to 64,000. Text CAST to 64,000. Paint Your Life. Celebrate the moments that matter the most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text CAST to 64,000.
First topic of the day we have, would you rather have an extra day each week or an extra 2 hours each day?
Okay, so that's basically 24 hours compared
versus
to 14.
Yeah. But.
Which means more sleep, though.
More sleep, more shooting.
Yeah. 2 hours more sleep, and you don't sacrifice any hours or any less hours
See,
of the day.
Theoretically, that sounds great. But you know what most people do? You say, oh, I give you extra 2 hours today. Or I give you an extra day. They're going to use that.
Pat will be filming.
Misuse it.
Yeah, fuck off.
And Pat will be definitely like, I need more time.
Yeah.
No.
This extra day, do other people know about it? That it's your extra day?
It's going to be between Saturday and Sunday. You get an extra weekend.
3 days in the weekend?
But do we all have it?
Yeah, everybody.
We all have
How would that work?
He trying to do that without his family. That's what he's saying.
No. How are you having an extra day and nobody else?
My children.
I thought we had
I feel you, Kevin.
Wait, how does that work?
What?
How would he have an extra
day?
It's
a quantum
and
leap
else?
Thing. Yeah, that's a night. You probably go to sleep. You go into a portal. Yeah. It's just you.
That's just you being mixed up on the day. Like everybody else, it's Monday, and you're like, no, it's London Day. It's like you didn't get an extra day, Kev.
It's a Sunday?
I feel like either way, an extra day or 2 hours, I'm going to do the same thing that
right.
I do now.
Yeah.
But you'll age slower, though.
I feel like I could waste 2 hours a day easier than I could waste an extra day.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'd be just in the bed, like I'm going to get up at 8. Then 8:03, I'll be like, 9.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're lying. Kev, never. You don't sleep in. When do you sleep in?
I slept in today.
Kev, you.
What time you wake up?
You posted the Toby video, what, yesterday at 6 in the morning?
Yes.
That was yesterday. That's what I'm saying. Like, he does not sleep in. Kevin does not know how to sleep in.
You're sleeping in, though. Some people be like, I slept in. It's 8:30.
If you go to bed at 8 p.m., then yes, a full night's rest is 5.
I can't remember. It's probably been 15 years that I slept past 9.
Past
9.
Plast. Is that between Sunday and Saturday?
That's on Lutton Day. On Lutton Day, I sleep till 9:30.
9 is sleeping Indian?
I honestly can't remember the last time I slept past 8.
When's the last time? Are you ever up late, though?
What am I, a college student?
What do you define that as?
What's your cutoff?
When's the last time you were out?
I'm trying to get into bed by 9.
Midnight? When's the last time you stayed past midnight?
A couple weeks ago, me and Melissa were catching up on Snowfall. We stayed up till like 3 a.m. But then I'll still wake up at 6 or 7. No matter what time I go to bed, my body will be like 6 a.m.
Is that from having kids?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
I can't sleep past, like once the sun is like up, I usually around 7:38, I'm up.
Because you take your kids to school for, my son turning 15, so at least the last 10 years, that you're up 6 o'clock making sure they're up or mm-hmm. getting your stuff done before they get up. That's like my grandma. She can't sleep past like 5.
That's why.
I get it now.
Yeah.
I've been going to sleep earlier now, and my sleep is so much better.
What time you go to bed?
I've been getting to sleep before 11.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
I went to bed at 2 a.m. last night.
That's terrible. I go to bed 2 a.m. every single night. But you know what I realized? Why?
2 a.m.?
I
went to bed 2 a.m.
And I'm up at like, because my son wake up, so I'm up at like 7, 6:37. So I don't sleep much. But that's not healthy, obviously. But I realized why.
Well, you're not healthy, obviously. Yeah.
Well, I woke up at 7:30 and went to bed at 2.
Shut up, Kevin.
What is that?
Kevin has a vagina.
Every episode.
I always say that. But also, you can. It's funny. Every
Coochie on vagina, it works for her.
She switched it up, and it was easy as
fuck. First of all, that was the best clapback ever.
Kevin,
you got
a vagina.
And it was
so youthful.
It's so youthful.
Ah, you have a line.
It's like when people said, I don't give a care. It hit every time. It's like, I thought you were going to say a cuss word.
Don't you really be surviving off of 5 hours of sleep every day?
I don't even take naps, and I'm not on caffeine either, but I realized where it came from. You know where it came from? Because Deacon Thomas used to always, when I was growing up, my father would never let me go to sleep past 8:30. I was in high school, I had an 8:30 bedtime. And so I remember, kid you not, and I remember being in elementary school, the sun is still up, and I had to go to bed. I would open my window because my friends were still playing, and they would come and play.
God.
They would play in the yard in front of my house, and I'd be like playing with them. Like I was, they would
include me. All right, good night, Settlers of Catan.
Wow. That is tragic.
You didn't fight him on that?
I didn't fight Deacon Tom. He's 6'4".
But I'm saying you ain't be like, all right, I'm going to bed and then secretly be like up.
I was out there playing. I was in the room playing with my friends outside.
What game was
it? I thought you were doing that
until 8:30. No, they were playing
red light, green light, and you was going to one.
Or sometimes they would be like, I would help them if they were like hiding or something. I would tell them, be like, he right there.
So
sad.
Or
like,
you could play Mother May I.
All of that. Red light, green light, all of that. I was doing all that. So because of that, I used to have like this whole angry, like, when I get older, I'm never going to bed. And I didn't realize like subconsciously I really did that. It's and trauma. So to this, I really just realized that like last year. I was like, I got to start going to bed. I'm over here messing myself up.
Maybe that's true.
It's been 20 years since your dad made you go to bed at 8:30. You're still punishing him. Yeah. He doesn't know
she's punishing herself. Right. Missing out on quality Z's.
When I was a kid, friends, I used to go to bed dumb late, too. I'd be the only kid that know like what's going on late night TV when I come to school.
I was allowed to stay up late, too, yeah.
And I'm still like that now. I'd be like, I feel like I'm, you know what it is? Because my brother told me, he was like, you know, when you go to bed, we all have fun and we have a great time when you go to sleep.
So you didn't want to go sleep?
So I never want to go sleep.
Watching Johnny Carson?
Drinking coffee, that tea is like, I'm glad Lulu is sleeping.
I don't, he used to tell, like, one day he made everybody in the house ignore me to pretend I was invisible. And that fucks with you as a kid, because I'm walking around like, hey, hey. And then my mom finally gave up and was like, stop. Oh, stop. I was like, but you was playing along too.
I'm dark. She was playing along and then told you to stop?
No, she told my brother to stop.
Oh, that's wild as hell.
She was in on it, and I'm like,
Mom, please. Please, I know you see me. All right, I'm annoyed.
Did anybody
woke
up Lulu yet? She keep walking by.
Some dark childhood trauma coming up in this.
That is hilarious.
It's fantastic.
All right, I'm annoyed. I see you. Now go to
bed. Right. Get in your room. You're not invisible.
I definitely think if I had that 2 hours, I would end up using it to work. And I would work on that extra day, too. I know I would. I would say, I'm like, nah, this is my day to relax. I would find a reason or something to work on. Because
that's all you do.
Kevin, you this do day, the same
this day
thing.
We was behind on production because Tahir made it. He forced us to do a merch shoot at at Hoagie Point.
At Hoagie Point?
Put your hands up and put the shirt on. Is that a
I'll
pick
the fuck right? out of everybody on this set.
It wasn't even a threat. It was like, you don't do it, I won't eat this hoagie. We don't care. Come on. Anybody? I'm going to eat it anyway.
Give me a reason.
I promise you, we don't care. Why are our hands up?
Hoagie Point is so
He had two ribs. Nobody fucking knew.
That
put on the fucking merch.
Everybody know you lying. Like, ain't no way I'm holding two ribs and not eating. If I'm holding two ribs, I'm double fisted.
I want somebody to make the art like Will Smith in Bad Boys 2 with two ribs.
The devil is not welcome here.
And he's just like.
Absolutely.
He pulls another rib. Yeah.
That's more
he
my style
the
right there. The hoagie? No, thank you.
I got my baby back.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was very clever. I got my baby back. That one hit like 30 seconds later.
That's the action line. I want my baby back. Baby back. Baby back.
To hear more Fat Boys for Life.
You guys throwing stars or chicken nuggets? I didn't hurt that
this
much.
Is, this is going longer than I expected.
I'm not throwing anymore.
Oh my God.
He got the point.
That is hilarious.
He got the point.
He understood.
Man, I don't even know how he got there.
Back to the Hawaiian shirt.
Fuck you, Kevin. That was
hey.
You. No, you did that at Hoagie.
Hard F.
Yeah,
on, that's right. It
yeah.
was me.
Yeah, it was you.
Teenagers are watching this.
Oh man.
You say, "Ooh, teenagers."
Hoagie Point is so
that's,
funny.
Hoagie Point is hilarious.
Funniest thing. How many failed bank robberies?
Everybody on the floor.
Before I mustard you to death, you see?
Is that a spicy Italian? Sure is.
Don't make me BLT you.
That actually sounds fire right now.
Low key did. I was like, nigga, we'll go in the spicy Italian. Sure they got pastrami in there, a little provolone.
Let's go ahead and put it to a vote. Would you rather have an extra day or an extra 2 hours?
This nigga Tahir is the Mandalorian. He say, this is the Subway.
Wow.
Chips is the way. Any chips.
Chips is the way!
Okay, now let's put it to a vote. White rye or wheat?
Use the toast. To next topic.
Wait, we got a vote! We got a vote!
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. It's been a hell of a year, y'all. I'll be honest with you. I feel like I've aged about 12 years over the last 12 months. And if you're anything like me, you're feeling your age more than you're used to, especially in the bedroom. But it's time to snap out of it. Spring is here, and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and a fraction of their cost. Blue Chew tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online subscription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Just sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription in days. The best part? It's done all online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredients and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem. Blue Chew's Sildenafil / Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S., and they are prepared and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you can benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for important details and safety information. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, at checkout and just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com with the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring our podcast.
Rituals get results. You wouldn't skip leg day, would you, baby?
It's the same idea if you want better skin, hair, or health overall. That's why Hawthorne has made it easy to maintain your personal care ritual that helps you look, feel, and smell your best. Hawthorne is a premium grooming brand that tailors your personal care routine to your unique profile. First, you take the quiz, they ask you questions like, where do you like to go and hang out? To bars? Do you like to go to the club? Are you the life of the party? Things like that. So answer those questions truthfully, because they're gonna build a unique package built around you specifically. At the end, I got the essential bundle, with all the products tailored to my body type and lifestyle. I got the candles, I got the body wash. Oh, the candles. You just light those candles up, walk into the room. Oh, it's a relaxing time. Hawthorne takes all the risk out of shopping for personal care by giving you free shipping on your orders and returns. And if you don't like their products, they'll actually retailer their products to your feedback. So with high quality products tailored to your specific needs from Hawthorne, looking your best has never been easier. Take Hawthorne's quiz today and get started on your personal self-care routine by going to hawthorne.co. Use the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, to get 10% off your first purchase. That's hawthorne.co, hawthorne.co, with the promo code SQUAD. Hawthorne.co, promo code SQUAD.
All right, next topic is...
Hoagies or Subway?
I'm going to be saying hoagie. Exclusively for like from now on, really. That name.
You have to get a skin graft. Do you want the skin to come from your foot or from your butt?
Oh, I got plenty of booty meat.
What's a skin graft?
It's like when they
take. Where's it going?
It's going on your face.
You take something else.
I didn't even ask that question.
Yeah.
Butt meat. Wherever, whatever you need it.
You gotta get a skin graft plenty for your face. Do you want the skin to come from the foot or from the butt?
Face smells like.
Wait,
butt.
What part do you feel like? The bottom of your foot?
Ain't no meat on the foot.
Ain't no foot. I mean, no,
that's the skin.
He said skin graft.
Skin graft, yeah.
Well, we're talking about where it's going or where you're pulling from.
You're pulling it from the foot or the butt. It's going on the face.
Oh, butt.
It's so hilarious. It can be smooth.
Yeah. Well, now, the skin on the foot is smooth.
I
want to
eat your butt.
No, it ain't.
Just lick me right here.
Is it? At the top?
Yeah.
No.
There ain't no meat on there. It's just bone.
It's not meat. Skin.
It's just skin.
You have skin on your entire body, Kevin.
Oh, that's right.
Your butt skin is way smoother than my foot.
Fat stuff always thinking about me.
I don't. There's no meat.
First of all, what do you want to put from meat on your face? Like, where would you
butt
put
meat? That's
where
I'm
would
saying.
You put meat?
I would put from, I would put it on my cheeks, and then every time I got a kiss on the cheek, I'd snicker.
Tier would put it on so he could twerk like this.
I got
booty,
twerk
booty,
like that.
Booty, butt.
Booty, 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 booty everywhere.
Okay, I would put it on my lips so I can like kiss my ass.
Literally.
That's hilarious, Lulu.
You know how that would look? Regular skin on your lips? That would look crazy.
I got lipstick. It's okay, it'll blend in.
Oh yeah, she's trying. She got a point right there. She got a point right there.
But it just don't got the natural like lip lines. It's
I
just
got
straight
freckles
up
on
brown.
My butt.
I could put it in the
You got freckles on your butt?
I got freckles,
you got
on,
freckles
my butt.
On your feet too?
Nah, not like my butt though.
Where are the freckles
about butt freckles?
Freckles.
They don't
Like they stop at your knees, like your legs.
Now they go all the way down.
That's what I'm saying. They stop at your ankles.
Yeah, like around the ankle area.
What?
So what?
See,
what happened?
Your feet don't have no freckles at all.
Nah. You have a freckle ankle, and then it's
clean. Cut off.
It's clean. Like
why were your feet
it's
were
not,
fighting the freckles
it's not
back?
Clustered. Like, it's not clustered on my ankles the way it is on my face.
Not all of us.
It's just like you know over.
You have it on your hands though.
Yeah, I got them on my hand. Like,
so what is it about your feet?
I don't know, man.
Is it because they don't be getting sun?
They took
maybe,
a stand.
Maybe.
I guess freckle free.
Some black women get freckles later in life, and they didn't have them.
Right? Yeah.
I'm starting to get those little. Yeah.
Are they?
They're my age spot.
I didn't. I wasn't born with freckles. The freckles didn't come
really?
Until I was. Yeah.
It's from the sun, ain't it?
I think so. Like sun kiss.
Because
so
I have like a beauty mark on my lip, and I have a beauty mark like on the left side of my body. But I've been noticing more is coming. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how
ooh,
did it? I don't know how that. Yeah, I don't know how that got there. And I have one like one over here and then one over here. And I was like, hey.
Yeah.
What age was your first freckle?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
You didn't remember like I didn't have
when
this
did they
before.
Start making fun of you for freckles? What age?
Probably elementary school.
You got
did
made fun
you
of for freckles?
Every day you had more, or did one day it was just none?
I wasn't keeping count. They just like I just noticed like oh man.
Do y'all know what freckles are?
Huh?
No. Is it melanin?
It's a result of overproduction of melanin that's responsible
so
for skin and hair color.
Ooh, I got it.
So it's basically all from sun.
Oh yeah, that's the melanin in me right there.
Mm. The melanin
UV or radiation.
Melanin?
No, I'm saying melanin.
Because I'm very militant. Is what I'm saying. That's the melanin in me. You don't see
oh,
it.
Oh, militant.
Yes, militant.
I thought you were saying melanin.
No, Negro.
You
I wasn't.
Like melon.
Melanins.
Wait, we're talking about the skin color or cantaloupes and stuff?
I would like a melanin me right now, please. Are we putting melanins?
Melanin.
Oh, snap, I didn't start the timer.
Man, forget that timer, man.
Well, that's
you say that
because
you don't have to be at the next production.
I don't.
So shut up.
It's laser tag. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be real fun.
But it's also going to be exercise.
Are you
but
working?
Wait.
Because you used to work at the laser tag.
Oh, gosh. No, wait. Back to this question, though. Because if y'all think about skin grafts, so you know they got to heal. It takes them a little while to heal, which means if you pull it from your butt, you can't really sit.
Yeah, what does it look like after they take the skin off?
It's just like, you know, like when you get a scrape and it's like that white meat? That's what it is, but it's like a whole square of white
meat. White meat skin to here, not chicken.
How do they take it out? With just a little scalpel?
Something like that. And or they use a little, what is it, the laser thing? They just like.
That's what happened to Alex Smith when his leg got turned into a chicken bone. They had to take skin.
Like basketball dude?
No, football. They had to take meat from his calf and
his thigh.
Yeah, his thigh to
reconstruct. I usually use thigh meat.
He had broke his leg getting tackled, but then he had a MRSA. What was that called?
What's MRSA that? Infection? Staph infection?
Staph infection. What's the other thing with it? MRSA or something like that?
Yeah.
MRSA. He had like a. Nick, did you watch the documentary?
No.
His foot turned into like a piece of barbecue chicken that was left on the grill.
It was black,
purple blood. It was like he had like flesh eating bacteria. That was no nigga. He's back in the NFL.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, he got like reconstructed leg meat from other muscles that grew back.
Call it leg meat.
That is what happened. It was crazy. He got to play with a black sock on now.
What?
He was like, and he was rich.
What's wrong with black socks? Okay. Why'd you say it like that? Like
no, I'm just saying like. Not for black people. I'm just saying, like, he can't not have that black sock on. It, like, holds his leg together.
Why don't they people should wear that?
Is it compression sock or what do you mean?
I think it is compression sock. Yeah.
Only for football or all life?
No, he always has that black sock on.
Damn. I don't think I even have a pair of white socks.
Really? I had to buy some.
All black socks?
Yeah, I only have all black socks.
I like them because then I don't know if they're dirty or not.
Oh, dirty socks are the worst. It ruins your whole thing.
Yeah.
Also, wet socks are the worst.
Where are y'all
getting
going
dressed,
with these wet socks? That y'all?
Getting dressed and then walking back in the bathroom and you didn't dry off good. And then you just like, I don't even want to go nowhere now.
It's like the same feeling as touching wet food in the sink.
Why y'all got so many puddles on your floor? Why don't you just dry off on the mat?
Because he's a boy.
I don't have mat.
See?
You just put towels on the floor?
That doesn't look good on the marble floor.
I did not expect that to be a flex.
I know you could just go to Target and something or Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah. I don't know, where do you guys buy this stuff from?
Is your floors heated?
No, that's if I ever so get tight. Heated floors, that's when I know I made it. I stayed in a hotel
Is that
one time.
On a phone? You control it on a phone?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I stayed at a hotel in Napa one time and they had heated floors and I was like, I get it.
It's bad. Yeah.
I get why people flex. Bro, going to the bathroom at night and the floor is not ice cold was a great feeling. That and a tankless water heater. Mm-hmm. So your shower stays
You've been
hot.
Saying that for years.
I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it? At the crib? Mm-hmm. Okay, then my boy.
You can take a shower for infinity and never It's like a hotel. The
you
water
know, but
never
you're
gets...
just going to continue to increase your carbon footprint and waste water, I guess.
Oh, well, nigga,
you
ain't gonna be here for that me. Ain't my issue.
Oh, my God.
We were for a good time, baby, not a long time. Sorry, turtles.
The glaciers
I'm
are
drinking,
gone.
I'm drinking
they're
wine
already
out of a straw
gone.
In my shower.
Hey, I heard that wasn't even a thing. They did that for no reason. I heard those paper straws didn't even really help like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you
I
it
hate
help?
Paper a straws.
Turtle? A turtle.
He's still out here dying. Big straw industry.
I hate paper straws.
Paper straws are the absolute worst thing.
That was the dumbest idea.
You have to hurry up
ever.
And drink really
you,
fast.
Yeah, you just don't put it in your drink until you're actually ready to drink it.
But even though, I'm not going to catch a brain freeze because I got to hurry up and drink because the straw is about to collapse in 30 seconds.
It's the worst.
It's the dumbest
idea. I
consider
buying the little, you know how people buy the metal straws?
Yeah, we got those too.
I've thought about doing that. Yeah. Starbucks was cool with just cutting a little lip thing. I don't know why. I was just like, I accept
this. That's
wild
as hell to pull a straw out your pocket.
That's the thing I couldn't. Like,
you know
we got to wash it?
That's yeah, the, that's it's good the first off. Time you use it. And then after the first time, you're like, I don't want to keep doing this shit.
Right. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Like a carrying case
it's commitment.
Too. It's a lot.
Some of them do. You can fold them up.
Yeah, I've seen some people who have bubble tea ones.
Fold it up? So they just
it's like a little case.
Like a rifle? Like a,
yeah.
It looked like an iPod case.
And then you can screw it together. Right? Yeah. Oh my God. I got one that's so foldable much. And it has a little container.
You got a scope on it.
Mm-hmm. Target?
Yes.
Target at the beginning?
Yes.
Yep. In front of the store.
Target's cool.
Yeah,
I like Target.
Stuff. What's the topic?
skin graft.
Skin graft.
Booty
meat.
Booty meat.
Booty meat.
I'm definitely going with booty meat.
Rocking everywhere.
Booty skin. But what's your body part look like after a skin graft that you borrowed skin from?
It heals bad. I mean, depending on how you heal, though. So are you a keloidy person? Are you a, like, how does your, you know, because some people, once they get scratched, they get a bump.
Yeah, I don't get the keloid, thankfully.
So usually, so then if that's the case, it'll just look like it is, but it'll take a while.
So it's really like our preference on just us, our personal knowledge, knowing what kind of skin is on our face, foot skin or butt skin.
Mm-hmm.
Booty skin.
I'm definitely telling people.
Feet stink and butt stink, but it's a different smell.
What if it was like what
inside
if was,
of the
wait,
butt
wait,
stink?
What if it was foreskin or butt?
Well,
butt
first of
skin.
All, let's not even. I
that's
don't have enough
funny.
Skin there to like
that's
blend with nobody.
No, I'm saying, you know,
you
pre-circumcision.
You could low key switch your eyelids out for like your scrot. You know.
You
wait,
could.
Why would you? No.
Why would you do? Why would you want?
Seems like it seems like the same.
That's like face
soft wiggly.
Nah, the ball skin is hard.
It's also elbow skin.
That for sure. The weenus. This is called a weenus.
It is.
Very funny.
Yes. My son taught me that, and I thought he was joking, really? And then I looked it up, and I was like, it really
weenus?
Is called a weenus.
Yes,
weenus.
It really is called a weenus.
All right, well,
like
you,
your elbow or the skin?
The skin.
The skin on your elbow is called a weenus.
If you had to take your scrotum skin and put it on your face.
Just because the doctor
people
was
would
funny.
Know that's ball skin.
Yeah,
you I got no butt skin.
Would you deny it though?
Only on your chin. Only on your chin. That's the only place I would put it on
like,
my chin.
If you stretched out ball skin, would you know though? Because it's usually just all crinkly.
I mean, for all of them years that it was crinkled, it's still gonna show.
They ironed that out before they put it on.
First of all, what?
They ironed it out.
You ever just pull your balls of skin alive and see how
it Yeah, you let it like
no,
you steam it.
No,
like you turn the shower on.
This could pass.
Nah.
This would pass.
Get home. Matter of fact, in the car.
Yeah,
that'll work.
Like, no.
Man, little line where it connects.
I've seen it. Dr. Brown
like, is all of our skin like that?
No. Ball skin, elbow skin is the same family. I feel like this skin is different.
And knee too.
Low key, when big people get
knee
like lose
too.
A lot of weight,
I feel like it's
it kind of becomes a little like the stretched out. It kind of becomes a little bally.
No, it doesn't. Right.
Like the texture changes a little bit.
No, it still stays the same. I've been watching a lot of 600-pound Life, and I see when they take it off, and it's
ain't no ball sack skin. Kind of,
it's like
balls are low key super wild. Do y'all ever push your balls up in your body?
Why?
I did that a lot as a
lot
kid.
Of, a lot of balls
did
up,
a lot.
Up in your body?
Because
you wanted to know it was like
I
get a sex
see if
change?
You could, you,
does it go up in
no,
there?
It
you
does.
Did. You
it
like,
does?
I ain't done it in a long time, but as a kid, you could like, there's like a little like you, or
what
opening.
What does it feel like?
It happened accidentally once. Like I think I was sitting weird with like my drawers was too tight. And then I went down there and I was like, I only have one ball right now. It kind of freaked me out.
I've done that.
So I fished around.
What?
And then it popped
wait,
back
where
out.
Where does it go?
It goes in like its house.
So you know how like that there's like that secret department under above
it's like
the vagina?
A little, yeah.
No,
it's literally like what y'all got. You
we
know like where the condoms get stuck?
This
got
to be time.
Go in ahead. A service?
Find the ring.
Yeah, it's a service.
Wrap this
so question, so if somebody
you never
was
did that to here?
I never did. I stuffed my penis inside of stuff.
Oh,
I never
I
my
did
ball.
That.
Wait,
well,
what?
That was just a random Thursday for me.
You talking about putting like a hoodie on it?
Nah, I'm talking about like pushing it all the way down and then like pinching it like a bag of chips.
Are you a pig?
Just like
Wait, I don't know why pinching like a bag of chips was so funny.
What? I don't get
what
it.
You like, it's
gone. Y'all need to play with yourselves more.
No, we don't have eyes.
Open up them lips. See what's in there.
We don't know you be playing with your
curtains.
Look, we don't open up. But that's it.
Curtains.
We don't.
You don't stretch the lips out.
We can't really do much.
Yeah, y'all can. You got balls.
You guys don't stretch the lips out.
There's nothing to tuck in.
You never stretch your lips to see how far they get? Or close them over each other?
No.
Everybody lips ain't the same.
You ain't never hit the wings?
No.
All play Maxwell.
Equal.
Pretty. I stressed the balls out though before. Like,
me and Pat finna do that later. Separately. Hey, Pat.
We got a 3 p.m.
Why are y'all doing that?
I got a question.
I was trying to. I explored my whole body.
Yeah.
I tucked and looked what it looked like. I was a vagina.
So
I had a vagina.
If somebody was to kick you in your nuts, it can actually possibly go up.
I mean, they have to kick you in a perfectly like, sweet spot like kick, but technically,
They got
to
have a finger on the end of the shoe.
Right.
To actually
if they kick you with their big toe and you just happen to be in the spot, you can kick the balls in.
And they probably have to hold your shoulders down. Like, so.
That's so specific. Thank you for letting me know.
I didn't know balls would go in your body.
I've never had mine go in.
I
didn't know all vaginas can't do the stretchy thing.
Well, because everybody's wings.
Lips are different
size. Some people have really big lips.
There's different lips. There's some lips are, I learned this on the Love Hour. All lips are not created
They're
equal.
Not.
Some are big, some are small. Sometimes the inner labia are bigger than the that's why they don't say minor and major anymore. They just say inner and outer.
Minor and
major.
Yeah. I like the ones that are compact and it looks like a coin purse, you know. I don't like the ones that looks like the change is all falling out.
Oh my God. You really thought about
I love
that.
All vagina.
No, same. But I'm just saying, my preference.
This is so fascinating.
One of the worst things I've ever heard is vagina calling it beef curtains.
Meat curtains, yep.
Or meat curtains.
That.
I was like, that's just, that's not.
You don't want anybody talking about your cooch.
That was him being made fun of. Damn.
You felt really hurt about
the meat curtains. Hey, old boy, I got some big ass curtains on him, don't he?
And then he did the thing where he tied the sweater around his waist. Shut up.
Flow curtain. You're looking like you got some flow curtains over there, Kev.
Kev used to wear a lot of joggers, and then that happened, and now he's back to jeans. Thick ass.
Tahir got pegged.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Yeah, you
not.
Did.
Damn.
Nigga Farron texted me and was like, got that nigga again.
She ever texts that, she coming to stay with John, my nigga. That is
it's
a no-go for
your
boy.
Wife does
it don't matter to me, my boy.
I know that's what you're thinking. I'm from East St. Louis. So,
no, it don't matter.
Then let Melissa do like, you. You ready?
Let Melissa peg me?
Yes.
How do you know she has it already?
Don't use your wedding thing on this.
I feel like he's so like giving and loving. He'll be
okay,
no. I'll do it for you.
Kevin would absolutely submit.
You why y'all think I'm submit. Giving it out?
Kevin,
I'm a lady. No.
Kevin would go belly up and then spread his legs.
No, man.
He looked like he got a nice arch game to him.
Oh, no.
He bent it over.
Kevin the rail.
He would roll that towel up and bite him like dog.
I just imagine Melissa getting home from brunch and she's standing in the doorway. Like, Kev's laying down pretending to be asleep. Like,
but look.
I got a headache.
Ready for this long dick?
How many mimosas did you have? How many mimosas did you have? 8. Turnover.
Please, sleep.
Kev, it's 2:30.
Kev, lay
down. Turnover.
He's doing this right here, but he lift up.
Not the panty assist. The panty assist when you know you're home free.
He got his face covered down, hands over his face.
But look, he open wide. He be like, you gonna do it or you gonna do it or not?
Nobody's exempt in this little group. No. Everybody's a target.
No
some, some days it's just your day.
Yeah.
It's like in Sons of Anarchy when the dude was in jail. He was like, just have your way. Can't take my dignity.
The thing about this is I started this joke, but it turned on
get.
Me.
Good. That's what you get.
That is what I get.
You wear panties.
And you know I got the plug. Kev. Hey, yo, Kev, what kind of panties
phone?
You
he already texted you.
I know you need high waisted. You want high waisted.
Meg looks like a pegger.
Kev on big boy shorts.
Nigga, talk about somebody else. It's a cameraman, huh? Justin, get in here.
That'd be funny if back in the day Lulu actually helped Kev, like their cross path. No, it's for my wife. I don't think you're married yet. I'm telling you, I just need a 2XL bra and panties.
2XL bra.
He's holding it up to him. That's for your wife.
We about the same size.
We're the same skin tone.
Before Kev on stage with Kev in the closet.
Sexuality is a spectrum.
I got you, Kev.
This has nothing to do with anything, but y'all remember the episode of The Office where they all went to Victoria's Secret and Pam was like, I'll just get a robe and cut it up for washcloths? I was like, you suck.
You and Cleo hate Pam.
I hate Pam. Every time I think of Victoria's Secret, I think about that. Everybody was like, oh, this is cute. These thongs are cute. And she was like cutting up, doing arts and crafts. Like, I'm just going to make hand towels. I was like,
I never had anybody not like Pam until Cleo and Pam.
She's the worst.
Really? Oh,
she's the worst. Sorry, I just had to throw my hatred in there.
All right, well, let's go ahead and put it to a vote. Skin graft for your face.
Booty.
Butt or foot.
Booty.
Meat. Butt skin.
Butt.
All right. Goose.
We're going to get on to this last and final topic.
Why do you say last and final?
If the final is implied. Okay, you're right. We're going to get on to this final and last topic.
The final last one.
Right after this.
Did you know that 85% of people that play fantasy sports lose? Let's be real. Is it really surprising? The game is rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning in reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and they dare you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name the stakes, and winner takes all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. No one. Why would I play anywhere else when they give me the best chance to win? You are in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it's meant to be played. One-on-one. So, play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/squad. Sign up for free. And right now, you can get 3 times the money back on your first play. That's crazy. They're giving you a 300% match. What? That's unheard of. So go to stathero.com/squad. SQUADD. That's stathero.com. STATHERO.com/squad.
Last topic of the day. The final ending topping of the day. We have finale of toppings, if you will.
Toppings?
Toppings?
You say topping?
I did say toppings.
You're so fat.
I don't know where to stop. I can't stop.
Thinking of
pizza,
sausage,
ice cream, anything with a topping.
Why,
baked potato.
Why the side of your ass poking out, though, La Mama?
He ready for that skin graft. He ready for that skin graft.
That shit was poking.
What did though?
You don't feel a draft?
I don't know what the skin on the top of my butt. It don't feel wind.
Yeah, all right.
My butt be out all the time. It don't feel no draft, nothing. I have no idea.
Your body wants to embarrass you. Like, yeah, don't tell me.
My kids walk by me in the kitchen and they're like,
again,
you don't feel that? And I be like,
I'm sorry, God.
I always feel like I'm like an alcoholic. And they're like, you again? Like, sorry, kid. I know. I said I'd be better.
Would you rather lose the sense of feeling in your hands versus lose the sense of feeling in your feet?
Nah, man.
In your hands or your feet?
I don't feel nothing with my feet.
You walk.
You couldn't walk because you walk still?
What are you feeling every... What are you, Clapton Planet?
You need to feel?
Why?
I don't think I need to feel the ground to walk.
Yeah. You trying to just bond with
Who
the earth?
Up with this?
Yes!
I don't really like when my feet touch stuff. Like, you ever been in the covers and your feet... touch somebody else's feet and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like when my feet.
That's your sole reason.
I just don't like when my feet.
That's another nigga's feet. That's why I don't like it. I thought we got pedicures.
I am a drone.
I mean, everyone had to. I'm just glad it was this late in the episode. Some people don't make it this far.
That's true. We're 37 minutes by now. Oh, I'll take it.
I'll take it at the end.
If you're in the comments, let us know.
Somebody's gonna
just
post
comment pedicure and we'll know how far you watched to this episode. If you don't know why people are commenting pedicure, you don't know what's happening.
People are going to see the comments and they're going to be like, oh, I got to keep watching.
Let's edit this.
And don't put no time stamps.
Hold open. The least funny burn, too.
It really was. What they did to me earlier. Jesus Christ.
There's still
you think
time.
I'm going to sleep tonight? Mimosas. No.
You going to bed earlier tonight? 8:30?
Throwing it back.
Kaz's going to be side-eyeing Melissa the whole time. Like, what are you doing over there? That's just a hot comb. Okay, good. What is that? What are you holding? TV remote.
Oh, gosh, I'm so dead right now.
Yo.
Yeah, my face
y'all are funny, man. I got it off me. Enjoy y'all's company.
You say you got it off?
Got it off me.
Get back on pack, guys.
Oh, yeah. So, nigga feet. Back to that nigga scratching up your calves.
Piece of sheets.
That is a low key. I didn't ever really thought about it, but one benefit of laying in bed with a woman is their feet touching. They be soft.
They
and
be soft.
They be cold though.
They be ice.
They always.
Cold.
They walk around with a dead person's temperature. All
I
the
really
time.
Be asking my wife, like, you really just be walking around this cold? Like,
because we don't have all that extra layer of skin and corns on our feet.
Y'all lose. Y'all hands cold too. Yeah, y'all always cold. Is it really?
Apparently, buildings are set to men's temperature.
Y'all don't lose blood. I heard it was because of their cycle. They lose blood.
You know it's for true.
Because your cycle.
For true. Wait.
What? Nobody.
The blood coming out, the period blood coming out makes y'all colder?
It's not even that much blood.
Yeah, you know. You have a period, you know about it.
I've seen menstrual cups.
You used to be a heavy flow. Don't sit up there and act because. You know you use wings.
Now you
know. In menopause.
By extra
has your period changed since you got the vaccine?
I was about to do it, too. I'm about to say that to you. I didn't get the vaccine, but you got it. How your period doing now?
What?
Your titties getting bigger.
We see that.
How has the vaccine affected your period?
Nigga feet.
Come on.
He told y'all it was vaccine, but it was an estrogen shot.
I didn't know tampons didn't come in, like, big sizes, the whole jumbo and all that stuff. I didn't mean that. They do.
That's a big size.
But I'm saying that doesn't mean you have a jumbo vagina, though.
No, it's your flow.
You know, vaginas are
first
like
all, jumbo
the
is
same
the
size. They just
buying them elephants, nigga. What do you mean?
You got a jumbo
I thought
vagina
jumbo vaginas needed jumbo tampons.
Do you know vaginas all push out babies, right?
And they're all from 2 inches, and they can go all the way to like 10 centimeters. Away.
But that's for the size of the flow, not necessarily the size of the bag.
Nobody got no jumbo vaginas.
I felt some muscle.
They got bigger than that.
That's why I asked.
I know that's because she need to do Kegels.
That's like when people say they big boned. No, you got the same bones.
Yeah. That's what Meg was talking about at the beginning of the episode. She was like, but you the same generation as how do you not know some of this stuff?
He said he felt some big vaginas.
I felt some big vaginas. And I felt like that's fair.
Big vaginas.
That's just
come with little and
vaginas.
Big penises. I thought it was
that's
the same
what
for
that
vaginas.
Is. It's
what?
Just overly processed vaginas that you are.
Overly processed? Whoa, no MSG?
Too much MSGs. Too much. Too much. That is not organic.
But I told you I learned, you know. So I did know. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's
nigga feet. Oh, wait, no, that was not. Hoagies. Come on.
Hey, when you were in Tampa, was nobody wearing masks?
That's a no.
You know, really? There were more people in masks than I thought. Like, their businesses all had, like, mask rules. Ubers, everybody had a mask and everything. And we weren't playing. We were wearing masks everywhere. But it's definitely more free out there. And in Miami, everybody by the beach that doesn't
they
care.
Don't care.
When I was watching the UFC fight, just say UFC because I don't know when this is airing. None of the people had a mask on in the audience. And apparently, Dana White was like, if you want to, fine. If you don't.
Where was it?
It was in Florida.
Yeah, Florida
in Jacksonville, I believe.
Care. They have full sold out capacity concerts in Florida now.
What?
So I don't think.
And there's
really
no mask
care.
Mandate in there, or is it by the artist?
I just saw a concert and no masks.
Who'd you see?
No, I wasn't there. It was MGK, Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, he's still rapping? I thought he was acting. Now.
No, he went to rock and roll. He beefed with Eminem and was like, "I'm gonna learn the guitar." This rap shit ain't for me.
You really doing rock music now?
Rock me, and he's huge. He's way bigger as a rock star.
Really?
Blonde hair, playing a pink guitar. It's like completely different genre.
And he just still goes by Machine Gun Kelly?
MGK, I think.
Oh, okay.
But
he was acting in a whole bunch of movies.
He's not bad. He's
not a bad actor at all.
Diddy was like, "You'll never rap again," so he had to do something.
Hilarious.
Because he was with Bad Boy. I remember.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah. He was not.
He absolutely was signed to Bad Boy.
He was. He is. Go look on the website.
It was a music award show they did, like, I don't know, like 5-6 years ago.
Really?
And all the Bad Boy artists came out, and he was like one of the first ones to come out. But yeah, he was with Bad Boy.
When was this?
His whole career he's been with Bad Boy.
Really?
Yeah. Who is he right now?
I don't know. I think he is.
So did he let him go of his contract?
Maybe he fulfilled the contract.
He was like, you got to be on the rap contract.
I don't know who else would have signed him unless he was independent for a while. I don't know what his contract deal was. He might have only had a 2-album contract or 3-album contract.
My man sat down to write a beef song about Eminem and started off with, somebody grab him some Clifford's. His fucking beard is weird.
Yep.
That was literally probably the worst.
I was like,
Start it over.
And the way he said it was terrible, too.
Yeah. It was so weird on the beat. His fucking beard is weird.
Beard is weird.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Do people respect him and him the same they used to?
Not the same.
He's referenced, like, he still references one of the best lyrical artists ever. But you're not flocking to Spotify and Apple to download his new album.
But he's been releasing music pretty consistently, though, hasn't he?
The younger artists are at the point, like, not artists, young people are at the point where, like, any old head that says M sounds like EPMD or, like, Big Daddy Kane.
Shut up.
No, I'm so serious. True. Like the young people are like, Eminem's trash, because they're probably listening to, like,
the newest.
You think about it, nobody likes the rap from their previous generation.
We were not listening to Curtis Blow and stuff like that. We respected them, but choosing to listen is different. Craig said something that was hilarious but kind of true. We were talking about like LL Cool J and stuff like that, and I'm not a big fan of LL Cool J, and Craig was like, that's not fair because he was rapping in the 80s and all the rappers were trash. And I was like, that's true.
I think you can only rap in the time period you release music in. That's why when Rev Run was on the BET Cypher with new rappers, we were like, it just sounds weird.
Jay has been able to. There's a few Nas people that can keep going. Wayne too, though. Wayne is still dropping.
Wayne doesn't consider old old though. Yeah.
He kind of closed them drugs starting to hit.
But I feel like people ain't been rocking with Wayne's music with the same like
intensity.
Jay-Z, I feel like he still has the fan base he had.
And the allure,
but I don't think he's creating new fans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
true. Unless it's just spillage from Beyonce.
Maybe, but like Jay-Z is rapping about stuff that makes it. This nigga's rapping about vulnerability. Yeah. That's like niggas who are 18. You're not at that age. You're not at that stage in marriage, or you're probably not even married yet. Yeah. You're like, man, you're just listening to Jay-Z. Like, I don't know if this is what is this marriage talk? I don't know.
Slip that in there.
He gonna pull it. I'm gonna do a song with Lil Baby, the baby.
Who?
Jay, he gonna pull one of those.
But
he's gonna grab that.
Yeah, it is.
This nigga rapping about
missing out on properties. Yeah. Not like flex properties. Like, you know what? Dumbo was not a high property real estate thing, but now it is. I gotta pass the money through art. I was like, this.
Oh yeah, art
still a flex,
investment.
But like,
yeah,
that's a very different flex.
It's getting less and less relatable.
Yes, like, only wealthy people, true wealthy, pass off art. Yep. I mean, wealth through art. That is a rich. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if y'all saw
that?
Tenet. Niggas don't know.
Yeah.
But in Tenet, did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
You didn't see it.
I did see it.
So, Lulu.
Loved it.
There's a part in there where they talk about in Switzerland, there's like a place where you could basically pass art through without going through the government.
Not customs, through the government.
Because there's like capital gains taxes and all that type of stuff. Regular people don't even. I didn't even know that was a real place. I literally stopped the movie and Googled, like, is this real?
It's a place where they can go visit their art.
It's like a black market
before the taxes get added onto the import tax and all that. I saw the movie.
You lie so much, I never know if you like.
I never lied to you, Kevin.
Yes, you call them Kevin. That's how I know it's a lie.
Be like, I know where he stands. If he knows it, he knows. If he don't, he don't. But anyway, the point I was making is. Like Future was even talking about that. He was like, low key, man, I don't want to rap about this stuff no more. People are like,
Future talking about art is like, come on.
Shut up and make club music. He's like, but I'm like, maybe I'm
just a styrofoam cup painted. It's like
that lottie dotty die is gonna follow him forever.
Nobody's ever gonna pay for that crime.
Yeah, nobody's gonna take you serious.
People hate that so much
because Kendrick and J. Rock were rapping, and this nigga came in with a nerd crime.
You will never ever be like. absolved.
It wasn't that bad.
It was
worse because of who else was rapping and they weren't talking like that.
And how big and important that movie was for Black culture.
It looked like, can you take that shit seriously? Like, he came into the scene, he's like, marketing. Oh, y'all want me to rap?
But Future had a point. And I'm out. I mean, J-Rock said when Future's lyrics came in, he was like, this song's gonna pop now because of what Future did. Mm-hmm. He said, like, we was rapping, but Future doing what he did is what made the song catch
on. He has to take the people to talk about.
Not what we did. He did not rap.
But as an enjoyer of rap, I was like, this song's
that's a
going
technique
crazy.
Now. You know who else did that? Bad and Bougie. Bad and Bougie was a regular song until Lil Uzi did.
Really?
Yeah, you remember that?
I didn't hear the first one I heard was
everybody
with Uzi was on
the, it was the exact same conversation. Like, Uzi trash, he ruined the song, blah, 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 blah. And then it became a thing. Then people started doing the loop thing where it was just 3 minutes of,
But that doesn't make it a good rap song.
I didn't know that at all.
It's just very marketable. It's just catchy.
I didn't know people didn't think Uzi had a good verse on that.
He didn't.
No, people hated it.
Yeah, it wasn't a good verse. It wasn't a good verse.
I can't tell between him. Somebody had a good verse on that?
Who got left off of Bad and Booty?
I can tell which nigga was going.
Back to gospel. Back
when I found out Takeoff, when academics asked them, that's when I found out. Takeoff wasn't on.
Who got
like,
left
was
off of Bad and Booty?
Yeah. You didn't even know he was in the group, huh?
I knew he was in the group, but I didn't know he wasn't rapping.
That was a really mean question, also.
Yeah, it was.
Like, why weren't you on that song? Are you the least favorite?
But no, it is a valid question, though. If you are a group and it's saying Migos is on the... Okay,
it was
why
because
would you,
Uzi had a verse. That's the only, that's the answer.
Left
but that's what I'm saying. But why would you leave him off if I'm in the group?
He could have not been at the studio.
So we would like
said,
to know.
Who got left off?
It don't matter. He can go to the studio anytime.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
he could be the least popular. But I'm just saying, why would you ask that?
But that's because it's a question we want to know.
That's
a very valid question.
People have to ask the hard questions, Pat. You can't get mad. You sat down for the interview. Why you want to know y'all biggest song to date?
If it wasn't a weird question, why did he say I wasn't left off?
Because he felt embarrassed.
Exactly, he was embarrassed.
Because
that's what I'm saying. It was a weird question.
He should have asked the other two, like, hey man, why was I left off?
That would have been way
that
worse.
Also could have happened. He could have been like, ass take off. I mean, Quavo, it's his fault.
I don't know.
I knew this was going to happen eventually.
That'd be crazy.
Offset, like, it wasn't me.
That was the same day that they got into it with Joe Budden, right? Not
the same
interview.
The same interview.
Yeah.
It was the same interview?
Yeah.
And then Joe Budden walked off?
That's my favorite GIF of all time.
Yo, I remember I was doing the red carpet for that for BET that year.
Really?
For I forgot what news outlet, and I remember they were like a little bit further, and I saw all of them get up. I was like, oh, they fighting the BET Awards. I was so excited.
You
like,
were there when that happened?
I was
happened?
There like a few feet down interviewing people, yeah.
Joe like, Buns is so used to being an asshole, I feel like he didn't even expect that.
Yeah.
He just walked off like whatever and then turned around and was like, oh.
Because
they're all standing up.
Because it was because Joe Budden didn't believe shirts. He was like, he didn't believe they were really talented. So he was like, I don't want to interview them. They're not talented. I
thought y'all ain't talented. Y'all ain't never did pump. Pump it up.
I thought it was because
they ain't nothing without me.
They don't be answering though. They don't be really talking in their interviews. I thought
no,
that's
they
why
don't.
He walked off.
Yeah. And Teddy has one of the greatest jokes ever. He said their concerts are the worst.
Yeah, they're just like
it's such a good joke. Wrap it up because Meg told you to, not because you're a man.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Right, what did the gynecologist say about your fibroids? Are they been growing since the COVID?
Fibroids, man.
Since COVID.
That's very specific.
Those are two hard words.
It was
words.
Already funny very after quickly. A gynecologist said. You didn't have to go to fibroids.
Kev putting his things up on the little things.
On the stirrups.
How is my freshness today?
Kev has a vagina.
A POS joke.
Vagina Kev.
Great way to go out. Let's go ahead and put it to a vote. Would you rather lose feeling in your feet or your hands?
PCOS.
Niggas, you really asked that question and we hit it with Quavo was saying that.
And a gyno joke.
And a gynecology joke.
I would say I'd rather
lose. Butt meat.
Are we still on that?
What was the question?
Feet.
Would you rather lose feeling in your hands or in your
feet? My feet. Feeling or feet?
I don't feel on women with my feet.
All right, so your hand.
Like, hey, man,
you would rather lose it. You would rather lose it in your hands.
But you won't be
rather
able to feel
you lose the feeling in my feet.
Feet.
Because I want to feel on
feet.
Don't ever do that.
Lou?
Feet.
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 Feet. Feet as well. Look like it's unanimous with the feet. That's been another episode of Squadcast Versus. Thank you guys so much for watching. Want to give a special shout out to our special guest, Lucas.
Super special guest.
Shout out to the OG squad, man. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.